Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And we have news this morning on the controversy surrounding NPR. The CEO of NPR, Vivian Schiller, has been ousted. Her departure follows an undercover video sting of NPR's former top fundraiser by a conservative activist. A videotape of that development executive, Ron Schiller, no relationship, was made public yesterday, showing him disparaging conservative groups during what he thought was a fundraising meeting.
That's NPR Morning Edition host Renee Montagna talking about the scandal that's led to the departure of the CEO of NPR, Vivian Schiller, has started a national debate about the funding of public radio and television. And there's some great stories here. I have a few of my own. The resignation follows some other circumstances that involved, you may remember, highly publicized event with Juan Williams. So we'll get started in our overview here on the Talk Radio Countdown with some input from Juan Williams, who appeared on Fox News with David Asman. The fact that Williams was fired from NPR and Schiller was on the grill for that, as it was handled very badly, they're now certainly moving on from that and focusing on this tape that stirred up all the controversy about NPR.
An extraordinary video that may jeopardize not only NPR's federal funding, but its very existence. The tape was a setup by the same folks who brought us the Acorn tapes. Filmmaker James O'Keefe, posing as a member of a Muslim Brotherhood front group interested in donating millions of dollars to National Public Radio. NPR Foundation's president, Ron Schiller, along with another NPR executive, took the bait and met with the men. And what they said was shocking enough for NPR to disavow the comments and announce that Schiller had left NPR. For more, we turn to a man who was actually mentioned on the tape, former NPR commentator and current Fox News commentator, Juan Williams. Juan, good to see you. What do you think?
Nice to meet you, David.
Shocking stuff, no?
Yeah, because I think it's a real look inside what NPR executives really think. And, for me, this is a revelation in the sense that here they are saying exactly how they view the world. And what's incredible to me is here they are doing business with people who identify themselves as members of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that's it. They were absolutely frank. I mean, these guys said we're part of Muslim Brotherhood. They had no problem with that. And let's talk specifically, though. Let's play clips from the tape to show what we're talking about. First of all, what they thought about the Tea Party. Here's what they said about the Tea Party.
The current Republican Party, the particular Tea Party, is fanatically involved in people's personal lives and very fundamental Christian, and I wouldn't even call it Christian. It's this weird evangelical kind of move.
Okay, weird evangelicals. I mean, that's what the Tea Party's all about, right?
Well, this is, to me, this is so bitter. These are people who are saying that they are intellectuals, they're elitist, and they understand that the rest of us are somehow, especially now if you're in the Tea Party, you're a racist. And me sitting here, David, I'm a bigot. Remember that he says in another part of the tape that, they were right to get rid of me because I have no credibility.
But
I'm just saying, you listen to this guy and the way that everybody who has a non-liberal orthodox point of view is somehow a bad person. You say, you know what? These are people who are anti-intellectual. They do not want to hear and engage in an honest debate.
Right. For a long time, people have thought of that about NPR. A lot of listeners, but when you, and there are more of a liberal slant, there are the folks who are on there that sound and act, the old business about if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. I'll tell you my story about my dealings with NPR at some point here. Let's continue with this conversation. Asman and Williams talking about the part of the tape where the NPR person talks about Jews and Israel.
One thing they said that really shocked the heck out of everybody was when they started, when these guys, obviously they were trying to bait these guys, the folks who were phony members of the Muslim Brotherhood. They were trying to bait the NPR executives, but they did that. The NPR executives rose to the bait, particularly about Jews and Israel. Let's play that part of the tape.
I'm not too upset about maybe a little bit less Jewish influence of Jewish money in NPR, but Zionist coverage is quite substantial elsewhere. So. But I don't actually find it in the, what is it, the Zionist or pro-Israel, even among funders. Nobody really, pro-Israel. I mean, it's there in those who own newspapers, obviously. But no one owns NPR.
That's incredible. That is essentially admitting to the libel that, in fact, all the newspapers are controlled by the Jews, all the media, but not NPR, because we're not controlled by anybody.
This is unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's just so awful. And you imagine he's sitting there having dinner and he's or lunch, and he's saying this to a man who says that he's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And on their website, they're talking about wanting to advance Sharia law. And he's going ahead and buying into this libel against Jewish people who have had success in the newspaper business, but nothing illegitimate, nothing wrong about it. And he buys into this stereotyping and bigotry and then wants to point the finger at others and say that people like me are bigots. This is unbelievable.
Well, again, he was trying to get the $5 million from these guys. He was trying to please them. But by doing so, he totally bought into the racism and anti-Semitism they were peddling, which, of course, they would have been peddling if they were Muslim Brotherhood.
All right. This thing continues in the manure sort of gets a little deeper. Here, Williams and Asman talk about the part of the tape that deals with actual funding for NPR.
I think this is a window inside the way they really think. When it came to public funding, federal funding for NPR, just yesterday, Vivian Schiller is at the National Press Club saying, oh, NPR desperately needs this federal funding. In this luncheon, he's saying to these men, we don't need federal funding.
Hold
we don't
on a
want
second.
Federal funding.
We have the tape. Let's roll the part where he talks about NPR funding.
It is very clear that we would be better off in the long run without federal funding.
So he says they'd be better off without the funding, whereas the boss is saying, no, we need the funding. What's the truth, Juan? Do they need it or not?
Well, this comes down to my opinion. But look, they are, to me, you know what? There's no way that you would say that NPR is a priority given our financial struggles in this country in terms of poor, in terms of any of the needs, healthcare, or anything you want to put on the table, David. It's hard to make it out that NPR is a priority. What we can say is that, you know what, you look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, Fox News Channel, these are institutions that gather news and rely on advertising to support a product that the consumer says is worthwhile.
And there are plenty of products out there. It's not as though they're the only product. Okay, finally, we got to hit the last one, which is where he talks about you. Let's play the tape and get your response.
Can Juan Williams, when he makes a statement like he made, can he recruit the Muslim population, for example, and be believed? And the answer is no. He lost all credibility, and that breaks your basic ethics as a journalist.
So you're not to be believed by Muslims, but he's supposed to be believed by Israel and Jews, even though he says we don't have any Jews here.
Well, look at this. You know, talk about hypocrisy, David. Talk about who has credibility and doesn't have credibility. I said what I said publicly. I don't differ from it, and I expressed a personal feeling. It was not a policy prescription, and I certainly wasn't selling it as a basis for bigotry. I think what he was doing was selling his position in order to get that $5 million, and he didn't care where it was coming from, even if it came from people associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. So I'll let you be the judge, David Asman, as to who has credibility here.
800-510-8255. This is a lot of fun. One of the most interesting things that hasn't had to do, it does have to do with politics, kind of, but no wars. It's just maybe people say we're at war with NPR. No, we're not. It just gets you inside the culture of an organization. I've had some direct relationships. I'll tell you that story. And we'll be looking forward to your calls on whether or not public broadcasting needs your money in the term, in the form of tax. Does it need tax money, the begathon money? It has support from sponsors. What does it need? 800-510-8255, quarter after the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest collection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through March 12th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here in the countdown with the things you need to know about this story that put it all into perspective. The president of NPR resigned. The fellow who was the executive in charge of raising money has resigned. A can of worms that goes back many, many years. I will tell you that I went to the then president. It wasn't Shiller. It was actually two presidents back. I think it's been about 8 or 9 years. When I first started doing this countdown program, I had an idea to do one that was for NPR. So I got an audience with the person who was in charge at the time, went to see this person, and went through the idea. And this fellow had the audacity. He sat in his office, listened to my partner and I with our pitch, and then he said, well, this is a great idea, but it has no merit because you're not a member of the club. And I looked at him, I said, what does it mean to be a member of the club? He said, well, you know what I mean. You don't think like we do. Your radio work is not like ours. And so you really wouldn't be able to work under the circumstances. So probing a little bit more, I found out the costs of the average hour. NPR produces programming 24 hours a day, and the average cost an hour is about $4,000 to $6,000 an hour. Well, the program that we had put together, because we are a profitable, well, we're supposed to be anyway, a for-profit operation, our costs to do the same thing were less than $1,000 an hour. So they didn't want us in there showing other people how to do it less expensively. And as we weren't a member of the club, that meant we didn't know how to milk the system. They don't deserve any money. They don't need any money. What do you think? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Babies.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So to bring you up to date here on what we're talking about or up to speed, Vivian Schiller was, past tense, the CEO of NPR, been there for a couple of years, an intelligent lady but not a good manager. That's been the fate of a lot of people. They have had folks who sort of believe in the mission, but they aren't great managers. She thought the comments were outrageous and unfortunate that we're talking about here. You just heard many of the comments and a conversation from a Fox News television clip, Juan Williams and David Asman, talking about what has gone on there. She was pressured by NPR to leave. There's a post, this video from James O'Keefe, who is a conservative activist, showing Ron Schiller, the executive, calling the Tea Party movement racist and saying NPR would be better off without federal funding. I've been saying that for years, and anybody who's got any real insight into what's going on understands that's the case. Let's move to a conversation taken from Steve Malzberg's radio program. Here he talks to Kerry Pickett from the Washington Times. This will be a great NPR bash because that's what Malzberg will be. He's happy to bash him. Whether it makes any sense or not, you figure it out as you listen to this.
Explain this to me and to everybody else. These are two high-ranking, and I believe one of them is now Ron Schiller has quit and is moving on to somewhere else. But these people at NPR were hoodwinked by the same filmmaker, James O'Keefe, who has done this in the past. And they presented themselves as a group fronting for the Muslim Brotherhood, willing to give $5 million to NPR, and they got a lunch with these people, and this conversation was unreal.
Pretty insane, huh? Well, you know, first of all, I just need to clarify here for you that this Ron Schiller individual, he was going to be leaving NPR about 2 weeks ago. So that was pretty much pre-planned even before all this happened. But that being said, though, you know, it was very interesting because it was about a two-hour lunch meeting between these NPR staffers and this fictitious Muslim Brotherhoodish, I guess, type of group. And they were talking about how, say, that there wasn't enough Muslim representation on NPR, and that Tea Partiers were racist and bigots. But what was very interesting, though, was that Ron Schiller himself, he said, you know, well, I happen to know of some top GOP donors who would never vote for a Democrat, but they voted for Obama because they just didn't like where the GOP had been moving more towards this gun-toting, middle America, you know, all-white type of faction. So he wasn't very complimentary towards not just the Tea Party, but also the Republican Party in general.
Yeah, he said that they're not just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic. He said basically they believe in sort of white middle American gun-toting. I mean, they're scary. They're seriously racist mm-hmm. people. And then he went on to say how liberals, in his opinion, are more educated and more fair and balanced. They talked mm-hmm. about one of the fake Muslim Brotherhood guys said, hey, you know, we're so pleased with National Public Radio, the way they present the Palestinian issue. We like to call it, many in our group call it the National Palestinian Radio. Yeah. And the woman there, Betsy Lilly, she laughed. She said, I love it. I love it. I mean, these people are nuts.
Yeah. And what's also very interesting, too, is how they sort of look at America in general. Because one of the things that they talked about was how it's the reason why NPR is perceived as liberal, not that reason why NPR is liberal, but the reason why it's perceived as liberal is because you have people who are against intellectualism. So they essentially look at being very intellectual as being very liberal because they say, well, gee, you conservatives look at academia as being very liberal, but academia is very intellectual. So I guess that puts NPR into the very intellectual category.
Yeah. All right. So that means intellectuals are liberal, is that what it means? Okay. That's what she says anyway. What do you say? Call's coming up here on the countdown.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
You may vary by state.
Doug Steffen here with our countdown coming up, a review of the budget battle and where we are there now. And this is one of the considerations, by the way. The NPR budget, it's only, what, $400 million only. Here we are, like you and I can identify with $400 million. $400 million that they don't need if they ran the thing like a business. And they have these begathons all the time. They have sponsorships. They have plenty of money. They waste tons of dough. This is all about ego. It's all about politics. And for once, I think that the people, say for once, but the people who are the denigrators of NPR, the people that are at NPR, they have the whole, their excess has come home to roost. That's really what this is about. So let's move the countdown show along to an excerpt from an NBC interview Andrea Mitchell did with Congressman Eric Cantor about the move to cut funding to public radio and television.
This was one fundraiser, a hidden video. We know that the guy who took the video is actually pleaded guilty on another charge. So there's a lot of controversy, let's just put it, about the way this video was taken. That said, we're talking about only 2% of the NPR budget. And journalism that is really not been criticized. It's unimpeachable in terms of the work that's being done in war zones around the world. So why go after NPR, even with this current embarrassment?
Well, all I can tell you, Andrea, it's the statements that were made that NPR doesn't need taxpayer funding. I mean, that sort of makes the case in and of itself. And so that's what we're concerned about. We're trying to figure out, finally, in Washington, how to do more with less. And they're going to have to be programs, laudable programs, perhaps in their intent, that are going to be cut. We just don't have the money. We're trying to be honest with the taxpayers here. And given the fact that we've heard now from the people at NPR that they don't need government taxpayer funding,
well,
I think it sort of makes... sort of makes
the case. If one person would already quit, now he's moved up. Obviously, he's moved up his exit. He was supposed to leave in May. He's a fundraiser. He's not a journalist. He's not, you know, directly involved in the management. And we're talking about $89 million, 2% of their budget. So do you really think that, isn't this really a symbolic fight, a political fight? It has nothing to do with dollars and cents.
Well, obviously, there are some differences, Andrea, with your statements about there's never been any criticism about their reporting. I think that there are many Americans who perhaps may differ with you. And again, the point really is, it's about government taxpayer dollars being spent. What are our priorities right now? Again, going back to the formula we're under, 40 cents being borrowed out of every dollar we're spending, it's unsustainable. We don't have the money. So everything's going to have to be cut here, but we're doing this so we can create an environment for the private sector to grow. That's the imperative right now. That's the priority. Again, a lot of laudable goals around Washington, but we need to start setting priorities and being honest with the people.
I just want to point out that NPR and the radio stations are saying that the elimination of federal funding for public broadcasting would be extraordinarily damaging to what to the services that they provide in rural America, on Indian reservations, not in the big cities perhaps as much, where other kinds of fundraising is possible, private fundraising, but in a lot of poor communities, it's their only news service.
Well, Andrea, as you say, it's a very small percentage of their budget. And again, I would just resort back to the statement, we've got to start prioritizing and learning how to do more with less, just as every American is having to do under these very tough economic times. And again, we've seen consistently that if it's a small percentage of the budget, they ought to be able to absorb it. And if you've got individuals within NPR saying they don't need government funding, then okay. I mean, you know, again, it's about making choices here. That's what we've got to do, again, like most Americans are having to do right now.
Congressman Aaron Cantor with, there's a bias there on both sides. You can tell where Andrea Mitchell's coming from. My God, oof. Talk about being obvious and not a very good journalist in that regard. She was very obvious, and Cantor was too. It's a specious argument. It's more money than what he's talking about, and it's time that we do have to. I mean, how many of us can afford all this extra stuff? NPR will do just fine. NPR has a loyal audience. They do things very well. They have good ratings in any market where they are. They equal or best whatever other talk radio there is on either the AM or the FM dial. They'll be fine. 800-510-8255. A couple of more bits and pieces of our overview from talk radio and talk television. This clip comes from MSNBC, where Mika Brzezinski talks to a panel. Let's see, Carl Bernstein's on it, Mike Barnicle, John Heilman from New York Magazine. They don't really think much of this whole story, apparently.
This video clearly highlights
yada,
the fact
yada,
that
yada, yada.
This has been going on for 40 years, this cultural warfare, and it's time to desist.
Could this story be any more tedious, John Heilman?
No, only if it involves Charlie Sheen.
Why doesn't NPR just sign up, along with every other federal agency or whatever, everybody receiving federal funding, to take a 15 to 20% haircut across the board and end it?
I actually agree with Schiller when he says that it would be better for NPR to not take public subsidies, but it would be better for all of us, because as soon as that happened, we would not have to listen to this totally mind-numbing debate over and over again. Eric Cantor does not need any video to make the point that he's making. His argument is NPR should never have any funding. You know, the video is a convenient prop for him to use in this argument.
Now,
the video has nothing to do with NPR's journalism. All we really should care about is there bias in the journalism or not? I don't really care what some development VP thinks.
Carl?
What's the difference? Is the journalism biased? Is it not? If it's biased, there's an argument. If it's not biased, there's not an argument. End of story.
The problem is it's a red herring. It's part of this larger cultural debate that every talisman that involves a shibboleth such as NPR or on the right, something similar, the left has its. We gotta come to some kind of consensus in this country in our political debate about what's important. This is not important. NPR has a real function. It plays more country music than almost anything.
There you go.
For the red state folks, let's get on with it.
The secret tape, this is the second time something like this has been in the news. What comes to mind is the prank call with Governor Scott Walker. And I'm cringing, although we cover it. We have to, I guess, right?
Yeah, you have to. What It's a half-minute news story, and at the same time...
This guy said, by the way, these aren't my... This is not... He made very clear that he was sort of speaking on his own.
I think, look, it's a non-story. The real story is, why do we continue to have this debate instead of being on the merits? It's about a fundraiser and what he says. Yeah. He's not important.
All right, but what is important is the merit. They don't need the money. And so, you know, if you look at this, at some point, somebody's going to have some realism here and figure out what to cut. I mean, for God's sakes, they don't need the money. 800-510-8255, Jim in La Habra, California. Hello.
John, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know, have you calculated how much of your tax dollar actually goes to NPR?
I don't care how much of my, I don't want any of it to go.
Well, I heard it's only $1.35.
$1.35 out of what?
Out of your tax paid in dollar per year.
Well, how do you know that? You don't know what I pay in taxes.
No, it's on average, though, per citizen.
It shouldn't be a dollar, whether it's $1.35 or 35 cents. They don't need the money. There's no reason for them to have taxpayer dollars. There's a lot more. We need to build roads. We need to fix the education system. Every time you take a penny here, that's a specious, foolish, ridiculous argument. You can pick any number of things that the government funds. They would be much better off spending the money on the space program or something like that, or some scientific program. There is nothing that comes from this, nothing that comes out of NPR that wouldn't come out of NPR without the federal funding. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
That is not true. That
yes,
is
it is true.
True.
It's most assuredly true.
Most of NPR's funding comes through commercial sponsorship.
Yeah, so?
So
that's the way
go.
It should be. What's wrong with that?
That's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it ought to be.
Well, there you go. Then you should be happy.
I'm not sure what we have a bad cell connection, but I think you said I should be happy. I'll be happy when the money dries up for NPR. Bobby is in Pennsylvania, public radio and television. His skew on this.
I think that PBS, it's done a wonderful job. I mean, between the children's programs like Sesame Street and Reading Rainbow. I mean, now Republicans are trying to, you know, throw Big Bird out in the street. But I think one of the concerns about going private is that since it's public, it's not really ratings driven. And if it goes private, you risk it becoming more some sort of bias or desperate to get ratings. And the one thing about PBS that's good about it is that people can overshadow that. It's a really objective news source. So, I mean, you risk that when you go private. So as a public entity, it's really an objective news source that people can get the news from an unbiased lens.
Sir, you're ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound foolish with that. To suggest that they wouldn't survive by going private, the same management is, all of this stuff is complete nonsense. You can tell when you've hit a hot button with me. This whole argument is ridiculous. They don't need the money. They are biased. They do a good job. A lot of people listen to them. They'll be just fine. Here's Eric in Georgia.
My answer is they should not go private. In 1986, Ronald Reagan and the fascist Republicans got rid of the Fairness Act. The Fairness Act kept corporate media from unfairly publishing news stories. Now, corporate media is legally allowed to give the American people propaganda or misleading information, i.e. Fox taking one of its anchors to court and saying that that anchor had to do whatever Fox told them to do. Essentially, all of these pundits on TV are corporate agents giving the American people corporate propaganda. We either need the Fairness Act or we need nonprofits only to provide information to the American people so they can decide who to vote for in the elections.
All right, another caller that's off all of this stuff is not going to stop, trust me. We'll continue. The budget battle is a good thing to focus on next on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
One of the items on the countdown for the last number of weeks, the battle over the budget, a focus on what we're going to do, what we have, we don't have, as this whole discussion of government shutdown continues. Here's Bill Manders of Talk Host talking to Congressman Dean Heller of Nevada about the extension that was passed and what happens after this extension runs out.
You guys have extended the ability for the government to continue to work for another 2 weeks. Why just 2 weeks?
It was very, I believe it was the right move for the Republicans to put, I think it put the Democrats in a box. They had no choice, but they had to support it. It added $4 billion in cuts, which is right in line with the $100 billion that we said we were going to cut for the rest of this fiscal year. The Senate Democrats had no choice, but they had to accept it. That, I believe, put the Republicans in control of the budget process by getting the Democrats to have to support that. So I think it was a very good move by the Republicans themselves to get in the position of not whether or not we're going to cut the budget, but now the question is by how much. And I think that that's what that two-week move achieved.
What happens in 2 weeks?
2 weeks? Well, obviously, within the next 2 weeks, we go back to the negotiating table and see if we can hammer out see if we can get the Senate to accept the continuing resolution, H.R. 1, that we passed 2 weeks ago that included the $61 billion in cuts. If the Senate doesn't accept that, I'm certain that we will hand them another temporary continuing resolution that will also include enough cuts in it that it'll keep us within that gap of $100 billion in savings. If it takes us three or four times, but as long as those cuts are in there and as long as this budget is moving in the right direction, you're going to see Republicans supporting it.
All right, so here's my read. The reason we played this, and a conversation was taken took place last week, to put it into perspective, listening to what they said and what they will say and what they did and what they will do. What do you think in terms of weighing in on the financial situation, what we ought to do, cutting the budget? Do we start with NPR? Your call's up next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here's how we do this in terms of callers. As you know, we monitor dozens of talk radio programs around the country. We take some of the calls from those shows as well as some of the excerpts, the hosts you hear, callers we edit and put them together. Some of your calls we take live on the air and some of your calls we edit. Let's start our calls, the focus on the budget, the shutdown, and all the politics here. David's in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're up first, David. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Doug. I think it was on Jason Lewis' show that he reported that the federal government operated last month, for February alone, $223 billion in 1 month.
Yeah,
so $61 billion that they want to cut out of the budget is hardly going to make a dent over the whole entire year. It's not even coming close to
all right, so does that mean they ought to cut it, cut more or less, not bother? What do you think?
They need to cut more because otherwise $223 billion in 1 month, that adds up to $1 trillion very quickly in 1 year.
It adds up to $1 trillion in 4 months. What about the NPR budget? Does that deserve to go?
Oh, yeah, that deserves to go. I was just listening to a USO show, a USO commercial. They survive and do a lot of good around the world for all Americans serving. And they said they're totally funded on charitable donations, and they operate just fine. So NPR,
yeah,
they can do a lot. They can do great. and all those guys that are calling in to say, don't cut NPR, all this. Well, why don't they fund them and let everybody else do whatever they want to do with their own money?
Send your checks to NPR, Washington, D.C. Thank you, David. 800-510-8255. All right, here are a group of callers weighing in on who they think is to blame for the financial situation, and then we'll move on to a group of edited callers who think we ought to be focused more on specific things to cut in the budget.
I blame the Republicans. Anytime they don't get their way and they get in power, the first thing they do is want to close the government down. That's the same way Newt Gingrich did years ago. You can see the writing on the wall. Now people can look behind the curtain and see what the Republicans is all about.
There's plenty of blame to go around for all the parties. You can make a case for all of them. But I contend, as an independent, that most of the blame should be leveled on the Democrats for the simple reason, had this budget been done on a timely basis, when it was supposed to be done, they would have had the votes in the Senate, the House, and the President, and we wouldn't be talking about it today.
My thought is, if you reduce the salaries of all of them, maybe they'll start paying attention and figure out a way to get together and do something good for the country. I don't think they really are trying to do anything that's really great for the country. I think they make too much money. That's why they're in political office. They're not there because they're patriotic. They're there because they get more money.
They're spending too darn much money on things that are not enumerated powers. The first one I can name is the EPA. Somebody tell me where they can find that in Section 1, Article 8, or Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. That's really the thing most concerns me. They're spending like a bunch of drunken sailors.
Since Reagan has been bringing us down, our economy has created millionaires and billionaires during the Bush administration, and that trickle-down theory does not work. So, therefore, I think we should tax the rich in order to bring our economy back in line, and I do blame the Republicans for this mess.
I would blame everybody because everybody's had a hand in it. You had thousands of people being laid off. No revenue coming into the government. That increases our deficit. They draw unemployment. We have to borrow money to pay the unemployment. Now they're wanting to cut government offices, lay people off. What happens? Unemployment, retirement benefits are going to have to be paid. Where's the money coming from? They're not thinking about it seriously. Cut the salaries. Everybody take a pay cut, and maybe we can balance something out. But we can't just keep on doing what we've been doing.
All right, let's let Eric in Georgia with a few ideas finish this up for us.
My take on this is this. It's a few talking points that is going on with the Republican Party, rationing the health care. It seems like that's what Governor Brewer is doing with the organ transplants, and this is what will happen with these Medicaid cuts. They will begin to ration health care. This is the Republicans' plan. This is their health care plan. Social Security is money that people pay in. It's not welfare. It's their money. That's the reason why you hear entitlement program. It is not broke. It has nothing to do with the budget. Also, we could pay off China. This would kill the interest. We are already quantitative easing money into the system. We could raise taxes and cut out subsidies to all countries. Raise taxes on the rich. This is some of the things that we could do.
All right, let's raise taxes on the rich. That always fixes everything. 59 past the hour. Thank you for being here in this hour of the Countdown.